Hi, everyone. Welcome to English 1302. This is Section 760. My name is Clark Moreland, and I'm your instructor for this course. Welcome, everybody. On the first day, I just wanted to make a couple of announcements here, really just kind of recap everything and sum everything up for you on this first day. By the way, if you hear anything in the background, that's my son singing to the TV. So, okay, so a couple of things I just want to mention here. First, look, I know there's a lot of information for you to digest here in these first couple of days. Don't freak out. Okay, you can do this. Trust me, I had 21 students in the Summer 1 session who took this course and passed. It is possible. but at the same time, you know, this course, for one thing, it's accelerated. We've got, you know, 16 weeks of instruction normally for this course, and we've boiled it down to 5 weeks here. So just think about that. You know, there's a lot of stuff to work on here. I understand that, you know, you have to really be disciplined and schedule your time wisely with this course, but at the same time, it is possible you can do this. Okay, the first thing I would do when I'm looking through the course here is go to the syllabus, of course, read through that carefully, and also the course calendar. And that'll give you kind of an idea of the assignments you're going to be working on in this course and when they're due. And make sure to read through all that stuff in the Start Here page very carefully. You'll also note that there are actually two assignments that are titled Getting to Know You. Just wanted to make that clear. There are two separate assignments. One of them is a letter that you'll write to me, which kind of just tells me information that I might need to contact you or anything important that you need to let me know. The other Getting to Know You assignment is on the discussion board, and this is where you post for the rest of the class just to kind of introduce yourself. It's a very easy grade, both of them, actually. But make sure to do both of them. Also, speaking of easy grades, I do take attendance in this class. Once a week, I send out an email on the messages inbox in Blackboard. All you have to do is just respond to this email. Usually, it's a very easy question. And you get points. nothing easier than that. So make sure to do that every week. There's one in your inbox this morning, actually. You will also note there's a rather lengthy assignment reminder announcement underneath this post. And I hope you look at it very carefully. I'll post these once a week, and really this is just a way for me to remind you of what's coming up that week in class, what's due, and if I have to make any announcements or changes to the schedule or anything like that, that's where I'll do it. There's a lot of important information there, so make sure to read through that, and make sure to check the announcements page at least once a day, just to kind of make sure that nothing has come up. On the discussion board, you know, there's a place there where you can post questions, so if you're confused about something, if there's anything that you think other people might be confused about as well, please post your question there. That way I can answer your question for everyone's benefit. Of course, if it's something private like grades, don't post that on the discussion board. Email me about a situation like that. If you need to contact me in a more expedient manner than email, if you need a quick response, the best way to do it is to call me, and I've posted my cell phone number on the assignment reminder below. I'm happy to take phone calls on my cell as well as texts. I do ask that your texts be coherent and grammatically correct, but I don't mind that. Now, of course, you know, if you text me or call me in the middle of the night, I may not answer until the next day, but I try to get back to you, you know, as soon as possible. And finally, I do keep office hours on campus and virtual office hours where you can chat with me. My on-campus hours are Monday, Wednesday from 11 to 1 on the UTPB campus. If you can't make it on campus, if you don't live near campus, you can chat with me on Thursdays between 10 to 12. I'll be there on the virtual office hours page, and there's instructions there on how to log into that chat room. So anyway, I'm accessible. Ask me questions if you need if you need help. I don't mind, but you know, at the same time, make sure to read through the syllabus and all that Start Here stuff first before you send along your questions. All right, so thanks, everybody. Like I said, you can do this. Take a deep breath, and let's get started. Have a good day.